can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds. I don't care for walking downtown, crazy auto cars.
Ah. All right, looks like we are back in business there. Little computer glitch. Well, welcome to Birdwatch, and let's start things again here. Birdwatch sponsored by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden and Bird Center at the corner of 12th and Millam Road. And now, once again, here's your host, Rog Taylor.
Well, I get to do this a second time.
I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, no,
it wasn't
your fault. This is life with computers. You hate them and love them at the same time. Well, welcome to Birdwatch. As I said earlier, it's like having deja vu. It seems like I've done this before. And we got the thumbs up from Abby and Master Control. So, Larry, you were able to fix all that was wrong this morning.
Well, thanks to Abby. She's my little genius.
Well, we are back in Birdwatch and chatted with Andy Waddell for just a minute at the top of the show that you didn't hear, and really want to thank Waddell's local business people really do understand the local community. And when Birdwatch disappeared, Andy went into action, and he found it within his heart and Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center's collective heart to underwrite the entire costs of the show and bring me back to chat with you about birds. And without further ado, let's get into the trivia question. The trivia question this morning is an audio quiz. We're going to use the Birdsong Identifier to share with you the sound of a bird we frequently hear around Kalamazoo. If you know who it is, you give us a call at 382-4280-877, 382-4280. And the winner gets a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend, available exclusively at Waddell's, and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where your meal is half price if you take a pal with you. And both of those prizes are yours if you can tell us who that is. The numbers again, 382-4280-877, 382-4280. Tell us who this is. And let's go to the phones.
All right. We have Jenny first to take a crack at the trivia question. Good morning, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Morning. Darn it. I called prematurely. I had some questions, and I didn't know you. I just wanted to say welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
And I wish Lori were back.
Well, I'd like to be thin and 20, and that ain't going to happen either, I'm guessing.
Well. But anyway, I'm sorry, I just called prematurely, so I don't know. Can you put me on hold while others call? Because I have a couple of bird questions.
Okay, we'll just step aside for a moment, and we'll get right back to you after we get somebody to tell us.
We'll chat with Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Who is this, Mike? And Mike apparently decided.
He probably didn't know either. Let's see if Linda in Lawrence knows. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Welcome back, Rod.
Well, thanks.
Does it happen to be a bluebird?
Yes, it does happen to be an eastern bluebird. And they are out and about All of the trail of boxes behind my house have couples building nests, and you hear them vocalizing regularly. For getting that right, Linda, a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend is yours from our friends at Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take somebody with you, that your meal is half price, and they do in fact, have some hummingbirds coming to the feeders.
Really?
Yeah. And so hummingbird season has officially begun at the River Lake Inn. Well, in the revived bird watch, you're our first winner, Linda.
Yay.
Hey, thanks for...
I do have a quick thing to ask.
Okay.
Those house sparrows, they have taken over. I've emptied them 4 times, and I have, like, several couples. Is there anything I can do besides keep emptying them out so I can get the bluebirds back in there?
Really, unless you're willing to trap and euthanize house sparrows, there's really nothing you can do.
Well, they're persistent. I even burn their nest up so they don't go back and pick up all the stuff.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Some people just pull that stuff out and leave it on the ground, and they're very quick in replacing
sure
it right back in.
Within an hour almost, they've got another nest built right back up.
But the good news is eventually mama's desire to lay eggs is going to replace the enthusiasm for that box. And if you keep destroying their nests, eventually they will move someplace else.
Yep.
But it's going to take a lot of effort on your part. Yeah, yeah.
All right, well.
Hey, don't rush away. We're going to send you back in to Abby. She'll need some information from you. And then dinner for you and the birds is on us.
All right, thanks, Rod.
You bet, thanks. And let's go back to Jenny
we were
now.
Talking to Jenny, and let's catch up with her.
Hi, Jenny, are you back?
No. Hello?
Jenny?
I guess Jenny is not there now.
Yes,
hello,
I am.
Jenny.
Oh, there she is.
She is. Hi. Okay.
Hi. We thought we lost you.
All right. You had some questions, Jenny.
Okay. Well, one of two. It sounds like I should put my hummingbird feeder out.
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
The males have been getting here somewhat slowly because of the cold weather, but the males have been getting here for well over a week now.
Yeah, Jenny brought up a good point. I thought in the gap you've been gone, those hummingbirds have made some movement. And
oh,
we were
absolutely.
Used to following that.
Yeah.
So well, let's get caught
and,
up.
And so, yeah, by now you should certainly have your feeders out. And here in the next week, 10 days, we'll even begin to see some of the earliest females getting here. It's the males tend to be about 2 weeks ahead of the girls. And so the females should begin to arrive here in the next week or so. So,
okay.
Yeah, by all means, have your feeder out. 4 parts water, 1 part sugar, and no food coloring. If you like the convenience of immediate nectar, you don't want to mess with boiling the water, that sort of thing. The commercial nectars are just fine as long as you pick them that have no food coloring in them. And
okay.
But get your feeder out.
Oh, great. And the other question is, will finch... My grandson wanted a feeder, and will finch come to a window feeder?
Yes, both house finch and goldfinch.
Okay, this is an upside-down feeder, because they've been eating, the birds have been eating them out of house and home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The other ones by the trees, et cetera. And so I'm just wondering, my grandson's getting a little impatient. We're just wondering how long it's going to take because they had a different kind, and now we put that one up, and I'm just wondering how long it will take.
Oh, it's going to take a week or two.
Okay.
And here's a tip for you. When that feeder is just hanging there, moving in the wind, thistle will tend to compact down in the feeder, and it'll get so tight that you can't pull it out through the little holes.
Sure.
And so don't fill that feeder, and then every day or two, go out and shake it, fluff that seed up. So it's loose in the tube, and when they do get there, they'll be able to eat. Now, the other thing is you should be putting fresh food in a feeder every week or so, especially now when we're getting rain. And so there's another reason not to fill that feeder to the top at this point, because you're waiting for birds to find it, and, you know, thistle is close to $1 a pound. My Scott ancestry doesn't like throwing away any more than you have to.
Okay.
And so don't fill the feeder.
Okay,
and then every week or 10 days, put some fresh food in it. But
okay,
fluff it.
I just filled it so we could tell if they came while we were, you know, he wasn't at home or what, we weren't watching and so on. But okay, well, thank you very much and welcome back.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jenny. Next, we have Alan on the line. Alan, good morning.
Hi, Alan.
Good morning.
How are you?
Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
All I got to say is thank the good Lord and we delve.
Yes. I was pleased that Waddell saw the interest that the community has in birds.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And I stopped listening to WKZO when you disappeared.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I was so happy to hear the bird song.
That's good. It made me feel good too, Ellen.
I have a question.
Okay.
I've got 3 barnyard geese that come to my pond every day and hang around all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And they appeared in my driveway one morning about 2 weeks ago. And whether they have a nest someplace, I don't know. And nobody around with my neighbors knows anybody who's got any barnyard geese.
Yeah.
And there's a big white one and a medium-sized gray one and a smaller-sized gray one. And the big white one seems to be the boss.
No, that's how it generally works in the bird world. And what happens this time of year is mallard ducks are so common that they're taking up all the breeding space in bodies of water. And you sometimes find juveniles and non-mallards that get forced off a body of water this time of year, and you end up seeing them in interesting places. And
really?
I'm thinking that's what's happened. I used to live, about 3 or 4 blocks from Woods Lake in the Winchell area. And every year we would have mallard ducks hanging out around our bird feeder in the back of the house. And they were forced off the lake by the breeding mallards who were protective of their turf. And I'm thinking that's what you got going on there too, Ellen.
Okay. And how do I find out who owns them?
They may very well be feral, and unless they're banded, they don't carry driver's licenses. You have unregistered alien ducks at your pond.
Okay.
Hey, Ellen.
Guess so.
Okay, thanks for calling in. I really appreciate
your
coming.
Glad you're back.
Well, thank you. If you're on the line, hold on, and I will talk to you after the show. Time flies when you're having fun. It's great to be back, and we'll talk to you next Saturday morning right here on 590 WKZO.
Sounds great, Raj. Thanks for listening to Birdwatch. Join us again next Saturday at 8. Birdwatch is brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn located near Colon. Coming up next, CBS and local news, and then Around the Home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO.
Yeah.